سورة العنكبوت. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. We find that Surah Al-Ankabut has a very important theme. One of the themes of Surah Al-Ankabut is about the different categories of mankind, which we've already done before in Surah Baqarah. But the Quran repeats the important messages lest we have forgotten. We find in this surah, Allah gives us an analysis into those who are mu'mineen, those who are deceiving people, the kafirin, who are living a life based on lies, and those who are falling into that trap, the hypocrites. Alif Lam Mim. Ahasib an-nas. Do people think? Now when we read this, do people, let's think of ourselves instead of passing judgments. Do people think ayutraku, that they will be left alone? An yaqulu amanna? Simply because they said we believe. Wahum la yuftanun, and they will not be tested. Now this is very interesting. This is what we believe, isn't it? I said la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and I read my prayers and I keep my fast. How then could Allah do this to me? How could Allah be so cruel? How could Allah be so unfair? Allah asks us, think about it. Is that what you think? That you're all going to go to Jannah just because we've said la ilaha illallah? It's as simple as that. No tests, no trials, no tribulations. Do people think, see Allah's asking us, do people think that they will be left alone? No worries, no misfortunes? Simply because they said we believe and they will not be tested. What has Allah told us He's going to test us by? وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِالشَّيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will definitely test you with something of fear, tensions, worries, something of hunger, something of loss of wealth and lives and crops, and that can also mean children. وَبَشِّرِ السَّابِرِينَ. Give good news to those who do sabr, those who remain constant. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Who are the sabirin? When any trouble, small or great, befalls them, they say, we belong to Allah. If I've suffered a financial loss, well, that wealth didn't belong to me in the first place. If I've lost a child, that child belonged to Allah in the first place. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We have to go back to Him. We will have to answer about our response to the different trials that befell us in this world. Remember, through our destiny God speaks to us, and through our worship we speak to Him. So Allah asks us, do you think it's as easy as that? That you all say la ilaha illallah and we'd all go to Jannah, and how beautiful? It's not as simple as that. We indeed tested those who were before them, and Allah will make known the truth of those who are true, and will make known those who are liars. Now what is this mention of truthful people and liars? Who are the truthful people? Those who say la ilaha illallah and act upon it. Not just those who say la ilaha illallah and when anything goes wrong they start blaming Allah and saying I'm angry with Allah and I'm going to ask Allah. And Allah says, and He will make known those who are liars. Or do those people think, who have been given evil deeds, that they can outstrip us? Evil is that which they judge. See, we can't even endure one snide comment that our friend passes. And people say, oh, it's so difficult to do hijab, and people pass comments and they look at you as if you're a weirdo. Do you know that in certain areas in Turkey, women are imprisoned if they do hijab? Have we ever faced imprisonment? We can't endure a few jeers. We can't endure a few laughing comments. What has Allah told us is the characteristic of the ummah? لا يخافون لومة لائم. They're not afraid of the blame of anyone who blames. Someone wants to laugh at us, fine, let them have a good time. We'll see who has the last laugh. So Allah says, Allah will make known the truth of those who are true, and He will make known those who are liars, who pretend to believe, but it's just words. Do those people think, who do evil deeds, that they can outstrip us? That's why they're sinning day and night. Allah is going to forgive me, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, Allah is not going to ask me about this. سَأَمَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Evil is that which they judge. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ لَآتٍ. Remember, whoever hopes for the meeting with Allah, then Allah's time is coming. That promise is drawing near. Like the saying goes, death is like an arrow already in flight. Your life lasts only until it reaches you. Every minute is bringing us closer towards death. That Allah reminds us, Allah's term is coming. And He is the all-hearer. He can hear what we're claiming. The false excuses we've invented. Al-Aleem, He knows the truth of the matter. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ Whoever strives, he strives only for himself. Let's not be under any delusions here. If we've had to hear a couple of snide comments for Allah's sake, if we've had to discipline enough for Allah's sake, we've not done Allah any favor. We've done it for ourselves. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ Allah doesn't need any one of us. Allah is rich, free of all needs from any of the worlds. Those who believe and do good deeds, surely we shall expiate from them their evil deeds and shall reward them according to the best of that which they used to do. The time for action is now. And we have enjoined on man to be good to his parents. And what is ihsan? That you are good to your parents even if they are bad to you. But if they strive to make you join with me, anything of which you have no knowledge, if your parents are telling you to disobey Allah, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا Do not obey them. In other words, we're supposed to be as good as we can to our parents, but if even our parents are telling us to disobey Allah, we cannot obey them. People say, oh, my mother doesn't let me, and my father doesn't let me. Allah is telling us, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا Do not obey your parents, obey Allah. Why? Because Allah is Maliki Yawmi Ddin, not your parents. To me is your return, and I shall tell you what you used to do. And for those who believe and do good deeds, surely we shall make them enter with the righteous. So we come to the first category. Those people who have iman and who act upon that iman. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَأَعْذَابِ اللَّهِ And of mankind are some who say, we believe in Allah. Let's think of ourselves here. Oh, I love Allah. And Allah knows how much I love Him and how pure my heart is. But if they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider the trial of mankind as Allah's punishment. In other words, one comment that they've had to hear, and they can't keep it up. They can't keep up those prayers, they can't keep up that hijab. It's so difficult, people are always making fun of you and they're looking at you weirdly. If they are made to suffer for the sake of Allah, they consider the trial of mankind like Allah's punishment. They equate people with Allah. That's how scared they are of people. That's not la ilaha illallah. That's shirk. When we've created society as our gods or our friends as our gods, then that's not true iman. And if victory comes from your Lord, they will say, indeed we were with you helping you. In other words, if everyone's getting up to pray, hey, I can get up and pray as well. But if no one's getting up to pray, I don't want to stand out. People will look at me and, you know, brand me like a fundo. Allah says, is not Allah best aware of what is in the hearts of the world? Do you think you're fooling Allah like you're trying to fool people? Indeed, Allah knows those who believe, and indeed He knows the hypocrites. Now what's the outcome of the hypocrites? Those who obey Allah some of the time, and most of the time they do what people are telling them to do or their friends are telling them to do. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ The hypocrites will be in the lowest level of the fire. Even lower than the kafirin. Why? Because they harmed the Muslims more than even the open enemies of Islam could have done. See, when you see someone who is a practicing Muslim and he's not getting up to pray, you think to yourself, well, he's not getting up to pray as well. You know, it sort of demoralizes the rest of the Muslims as well. Allah says, is not Allah best aware of what is in the hearts of the world? You think that you can fool people? You certainly cannot fool Allah. Indeed, Allah knows those who believe, and He knows the hypocrites. And those who disbelieve, say to those who believe, follow our way and we will bear your sins. Now we come to the third category, those who are setting the trap. Never will they bear anything of their sins. إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ Please highlight these words. Surely they are liars. Who is a liar? Someone pretending to be something he's not. Someone who's tricking you. Someone who's deceiving you. Someone who's an imposter. And indeed, they shall bear their own loads and other loads beside their own. When we are responsible for misguiding someone, then we bear a part of their sin as well as our own sins. And indeed, they shall be questioned on the day of judgment about that which they used to fabricate. So we have three categories. We have mu'mineen, people who believe and who act on their iman. We have munafiqeen, people who are busy falling in the traps of the liars, who are more afraid of society and the lies than they are of Allah. And then we have the liars, who have invented these foolish and false excuses for people to disobey Allah. And indeed we sent Nuh to his people, and he stayed among them for 1,000 years less 50 years. We don't even preach to people for 9 months, and he preached to people for 950 years. And the flood overtook them, the storm overtook them, while they were wrongdoers. Then we saved him and those with him in the ship, and made it a lesson for all the world. Wa Ibrahim idh qala liqawmi. Remember Ibrahim when he said to his people, worship Allah and fear him. That is better for you if you did but know. You worship besides Allah only idols, and you only invent falsehood. Indeed, those whom you worship besides Allah have no power to give you provision. So seek your provision from Allah alone, and worship him alone, and be grateful to him. إِلَيْهِ تُرْجِعُونَ. To him alone you will be returned. And if you deny, then nations before you have denied their messengers. And the duty of the messenger is only to convey plainly. That's all we can do at the end of the day. And then the choice is in the hands of the people. Do they not see how Allah originates the creation then repeats it? Indeed, that is easy for Allah. Say, travel in the land and see how Allah originated the creation. Then Allah will bring forth the creation of the hereafter. This is the vision of Islam, that the mu'min is supposed to study the science and the universe, not that he just sits on a prayer mat all day long. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. He punishes whom he wills, and he shows mercy to whom he wills, and to him you shall be returned. And you cannot escape in the earth or in the heaven from Allah. And besides Allah, you have neither any protector nor any helper. And those who disbelieve in the signs of Allah and the meeting with him, it is they who have no hope of my mercy, and it is they who will have a painful torment. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam's people say? Nothing was the answer of Ibrahim's people except they said, kill him or burn him. We don't accept what he says. Then Allah saved him from the fire. Indeed, in this are signs for a people who believe. And Ibrahim said, you have taken idols instead of Allah. And what are our idols today? Materialism, worshipping this world. The love between you is only in the life of this world. But on the day of judgment, you shall disown each other and curse each other. And your abode will be the fire, and you will have no helper. The only friendship which endures till the day of judgment is that relationship based on love of Allah. When you are friends with someone because you want them to bring you closer to Allah, you think you can learn from them, or maybe you can teach them something, and you love them for Allah's sake. So Lut believed in him. Ibrahim said, Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi. This is so beautiful. Ibrahim said, I am going to migrate for the sake of my Lord. His father has thrown him out. His clan has thrown him out. But he says, doesn't matter, I have Allah. We can't endure losing one friend if it means obeying Allah. And look at Ibrahim alayhi salam. I am moving towards Allah. See, hijrah is not just the physical hijrah. Hijrah is when you move from a state of disobeying Allah to a state of obeying Allah. That's it. I'm going to stop gossiping. I'm going to stop lying. I'm going to stop cheating or slandering people. Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi. We need to make this decision too. Indeed, he is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And we bestowed on him Ishaq and Yaqub. Allah rewarded him. And we ordained among his offspring prophethood and the book. And we granted him his reward in this world. And in the hereafter, he is among the righteous. People fear that they lose out on dunya if they obey Allah. He got dunya and akhirah. Remember Lut when he said to his people, you commit indecency which none has preceded you in all the world. Homosexuality. Indeed, you practice sodomy with men and rob the wayfarer, dishonesty, and practice every kind of evil in your meetings. That's how shameless they were, that they would openly sin. And that's what has been termed progressive thinking nowadays. They do everything openly and be afraid of no one. But his people gave no answer except they said, bring Allah's torment upon us if you are of the truthful. He said, O my Lord, give me victory over the people who are oppressors. And when our messengers came to Ibrahim with the good tidings, they said, indeed we are going to destroy the people of this town. Truly its people have been wrongdoers. Ibrahim said, but there is Lut in it. They said, we know better who is there. We will save Lut and his family, except his wife. She will be of those who remain behind. Now, why was Lut alayhi salam's wife destroyed? Because she condoned homosexuality and she supported the criminals. She will be of those who remain behind. And when our messengers came to Lut, he was grieved because of them, and he felt straitened on their account. They said, "Have no fear and do not grieve. Truly we shall save you and your family, except your wife. She will be of those who remain behind. Indeed, we are about to bring down on the people of this town a great torment from the sky, because they have been rebellious. And indeed, we have left thereof an evident sign," and this is the place of the Dead Sea, "لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ," for a people who use their brains. "And to the people of Madian, we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, 'O my people, worship Allah alone, and hope for the last day, and commit no mischief on the earth as oppressors.' And they belied him. So the earthquake seized them, and they lay dead in their dwellings. And Ad and Thamud people, and indeed their destruction is apparent to you from their ruined dwellings. Shaitan made their deeds beautiful to them, and turned them away from the right path, although they were intelligent. وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And we also destroyed Qarun, Fir'aun and Haman. And indeed Musa came to them with clear signs, but they were arrogant in the land, yet they could not escape us. So we punished each of them for his sins. Of them were some on whom we sent a violent wind, and of them were some who were overtaken by the awful cry, and of them were some whom we caused the earth to swallow, and of them there were some whom we drowned. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. It was not Allah who wronged them, but they wronged themselves. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. The example of those who take protectors other than Allah is the likeness of a spider who builds for itself a web. But indeed the weakest of houses is the spider's web, if they but knew. Indeed, Allah knows what things they invoke instead of Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. And these examples we put forward for mankind, but none will understand them except those who have knowledge. Allah created the heavens and the earth with truth. Indeed, therein is surely a sign for those who believe. We find that from verses 41 to 43, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to one of the important themes of this surah. Now, up till now, from verses 1 to 40, we've been studying the categories of mankind and what happened to the different kinds of people. There are the mu'mineen. Who are the mu'mineen? Who believe in Allah, who trust in Allah, who ask Allah's help, and above all, who obey Allah. Then we come to the kafirin, those who deny Allah, who create a system of lies, a fantasy world around them, and a trap for others. And then we come to the munafiqeen, and they are the people who fall into that trap, despite their iman. Now from these verses 41 to 43, Allah describes the spider's web. And Allah says that the people who are taking protectors other than Allah, trusting in other than Allah, calling to other than Allah, seeking help from other than Allah, and obeying other than Allah, what are they really relying upon? A spider's web. Why a spider? We need to understand this example because every word in the Quran is perfect and apt. So if we study the characteristics of the spider, its behavior, its instincts, its web, what do we find? What's the first word that springs to our mind when we think of the spider's web? Deception, a trap. Remember the poem, "Come into my web," said the spider to the fly. Since children we taught that the spider's web is something which lures the unsuspecting victim. In other words, the spider's web symbolizes the art of convincing that which is false to be true. إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. As we read in this surah, indeed they are liars. They are pretending to be something that they are not. And that brings us to Dajjal. See, we mentioned Dajjal earlier in Surah Al-Kahf. What is Dajjal? The definition of Dajjal comes from the Arabic word meaning to deceive, to cheat, to smear with tar. Dajjal, the imposter, someone pretending to be something he's not. Now we know that there are two aspects of Dajjal. There's Dajjal, the individual, and we know he will appear. And then we have the Dajjalic system, the spider's web. Now the second thing about the spider's web is that the trap is invisible. When the spider wishes to capture anything, it disguises the trap in a way that the prey doesn't realize it's been caught. then we find that once the prey is actually in the web, the spider doesn't have a direct struggle with it. No open confrontation. The spider is hiding in a corner and the prey is entangled in the web. And when he starts realizing what's happening and he tries to break loose, the more entangled he'll become. He can't extricate himself from the web. And what happens? Then, when he is weakened, he can't do anything for himself. That's when the spider comes up and sucks the nutrient juices of the prey till the prey is dead. Now, we need to know one more thing, that there are structural strings in the spider's web. It's based on structural strings. If you know the weak points of the web, you can make the web collapse. But the important point is that we seek those structural strings. Now, another thing about the spider is that we all know the selfishness of spiders. We're all familiar with the black widow spider that eats the male spider after mating with it. In other words, it uses it and then just kills it. The offspring of the spiders, that in many cases they eat their mother. In other words, the spider symbolizes supreme egotism, fulfillment of their desires no matter what. Look at the words of the ayat. Allah says the likeness of those who take protectors other than Allah. Awliya. Who is a protector? Someone you trust. Someone you think, oh, he's going to help me out. And someone you obey. That yes, I'll do whatever you tell me and thus you'll be able to save me. Who is our patron? Who is our protector? Is it Allah? Now the jal, the individual, might not have appeared as yet, but his system has sure as hell been set up. The system of materialism. As Allah says that Qarun, see Qarun represented Fir'aun's financial resources. Amazing wealth. In the same way, this system of interest that is implemented all over the world, interest which has been forbidden by Allah. Haram Allahu riba. Allah has forbidden interest. Why? Because the one who takes interest is like a parasite who is sucking blood. Everyone is encouraged to need, in fact to want more money than they are actually earning, and to borrow the difference. Once in debt, then they are hooked and usually trapped. For the majority of people, have it now, pay for it later, means that once you're in debt, you'll be trying to pay it off the rest of your life, as we see before us. And the compound interest trap is a particularly vicious one. Now we find that there's another aspect. See, the media can be likened to the magicians of Fir'aun. What did the magicians of Fir'aun do? They threw a stick and they bewitched the people. We find that the most influential media systems, radio and television, control our definitions of what is right and what is wrong. These are amusing us to death. By creating a fantasy world for us, what happens? According to Emma Thompson, he says, programs alternate with dream and fantasy programs, more and more pornography. Having been shocked or lulled by the news, you can then be excited by sports time, or entertained by music and drama time, or captivated by competition time. Then suddenly, another day has gone, and you didn't even realize it. We've become couch potatoes, sitting before the TV, moronically watching. We learn in the news about people dying, people being killed. And then we learn that our favorite program is coming next. So we forget. And at the end of the day, that's another day in our life gone by. Another 24 hours that we have to stand before Allah and answer. And what happens with this media system? It's like hypnosis. So you're drugged into believing that in the end you will accept almost anything without actually doing anything about it. Provided that your stomach is full and your bed is warm and your home is comfortable. Selfishly just watching our television and our favorite programs and our favorite movies, literally we are amusing ourselves to death, as is the title of a book by Neil Postman. We're too busy fantasizing about the millennium parties, we're going to have to wonder about our own hereafter. And then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it's all a spider's web. There's no reality behind it, but it's a trap that's going to suck you dry, that's going to suck your mind, your finances, your independence, your creativity. But Allah reassures us, Inna awhana al-buyuti labaytul ankabut. The weakest of the houses is the house of the spider. See, our problem is we don't realize we've been trapped because we're part of the Dajjal mentality now. We've been so brainwashed. Oh, there's nothing you can do about interest and there's no other option. We don't want to look at the facts as they truly are. Our vision has been blinkered. So we're not facing up to reality. But Allah reassures us, come on, get up and do something about it. This is a weak, fragile web. You can find the structural strings. If you discover how to make it collapse, you can make it collapse. Look at Musa alayhi salam. He took on Firaun. And the magicians threw down their sticks, all their media, all their information, all their propaganda. What did Musa alayhi salam say? Throw what you wish to throw. And then he threw down in the name of Allah. The magician said, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنِ, by the glory of Firaun. What did Musa alayhi salam say? In the name of Allah. He threw it down and it swallowed up all that they had invented. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. When truth comes, falsehood vanishes. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُقَ. Falsehood has to vanish. But we need to bring truth forward. We need to realize the truth first of all. Now you might be wondering, what about Dajjal, the individual? See, we find Dajjal is not mentioned in the Quran, but we find he is mentioned in many ahadiths as I read out earlier. I'd like to read out an extract from an article on the internet. If we are talking about Dajjal representing a system of disbelief, then we need to know that this Dajjal is one-eyed, materialistic, deprived of spirituality. His promised paradise is hell, and his hell is paradise. And he is followed by an army of Jews, women and Bedouins. He controls the resources of the world and has indeed mountains of bread. And people will suffer hunger unless they follow him. We have witnessed kind plane travel. We see images from across the world beamed into our living rooms via television. Yet the Dajjal system is not a sufficient explanation for the Dajjal the individual. The prophetic traditions speak of the Dajjal as an ordinary short man. He commands armies and ultimately he will be slain. Dajjal the person is the leader who will ultimately lead the forces of evil on this earth. He belongs to the one world government of the brutish ruler of the empire succeeding the Romans. He will land at a place near Medina to the east, but he will be diverted north to the region of Sham, that is Syria, where he will be destroyed. He will have fights with the Muslims. The Muslims will be the losers, but those who are sincere among them will eventually unite under the banner of the Mahdi, who will come for Medina and will be given allegiance in Makkah. Finally, Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam, will return and put an end to Dajjal. We should take the warnings about Dajjal seriously. We must retain our critical faculties. There is a price to be paid. Patiently holding on to one's beliefs and acting upon them will be like holding a burning coal in one's hands. Yet this is bliss, as to not do so and to surrender to injustice means to deny the truth, means to belie humanity. Worse still, to be so busy in petty pursuits and endless squabbles amongst each other that we fail to notice altogether that we are being taken for a ride. And this is what Muslims nowadays are doing. What are the disputes amongst Muslims? Whether you raise your hands for Allahu Akbar or not. That's what we're busy fighting about. That's what we're busy killing each other about. And Allah says, why aren't you watching? This spider's web is fragile. It can collapse. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If they had knowledge, if they were interested in finding out. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ. Indeed, Allah knows what things they call to instead of Him. He knows that we rely upon people. It's their policies we implement, not Allah's laws. It's their approval that we desire, not Allah's approval. It's loans that we eagerly look forward to, not Allah's risk that we seek. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. What a tragedy. Allah is the Almighty. He can give us whatever He wants. But we need to ask. Al-Hakim, the All-Wise, His laws are the laws that will truly benefit mankind. Not our short-sighted policies that end up in our being deprived of our resources. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ. These are just examples. نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. We put them before mankind. Allah is not going to force any of us to believe. Allah is not going to force all of us to suddenly wake up and realize this. These are examples we put forward before mankind. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. None will understand them. None will have the brains to comprehend them except those who have al-ilm, true knowledge of Allah and His deen. خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق. Allah created the heavens and the earth with truth. There's a purpose to this life. We're not just here to eat, drink and be merry, just to have a grand millennium party. We hear, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create man and jinn, but in order that they might worship me. Is that the purpose of our life? Is that what our dreams are around? Is that what our pursuits, what our hobbies, what our children, what our education, is that what we're focused on? Obeying Allah? Or is it obeying people? Or worshipping them and their glamorous lifestyle? خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Another meaning that Allah created the heavens and the earth with justice, with truth. He didn't create the heavens and the earth so that we could see people being oppressed, people being slaughtered. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah created the heavens and the earth with truth, with justice, for the implementation of justice, not for oppression to prevail. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Indeed, in all of this is a sign. لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, for the believers. Who are the mu'mineen? Those who say we believe in Allah? No, because even the hypocrites say we believe in Allah. Who then are the mu'mineen? Who believe in Allah, who call upon Allah for help, who obey Allah, and who trust in Allah. That's the definition of Iman. Now we need to understand the importance of this time that we have been granted in this life. You are on a journey. Your passage through this world is only a brief part of that journey. Like a person who enters a room through one door and goes out through another door. Or like a rider who comes to a tree, rests under it for a moment or two, and then continues on his or her journey. Allah says in the Quran that people will be asked, how long was their lifetime in this world? And they will reply that it was only a short time, maybe a day or half a day. The Prophet ﷺ said that you should be children of the next world, not of this world, because this world is leaving you and the next world is approaching you. He also said, love whom you will, they will surely die. Do what you will be judged accordingly. Right now, the choice is yours. Nobody can make you what you're never meant to be. Nothing but this moment knows the moments that will be, and as what remains of your life unfolds. Moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, and as all the changes come and go, one after another, each so unexpected in the future, so immediate in the present, so unreal in the past, then do not forget but remember. And when you forget, remember, you are on a journey. Truly everything comes from Allah and returns to Allah. Willingly or unwillingly, via the garden or via the fire, including you. Right now, the choice is yours. Wake up. Time is passing. You are on a journey, and the journey is to Allah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ